Welcome to Living Way Church as we are being transformed by the Word of God through another dynamic message from our senior pastor, Vic Prieto. Now join us to hear what God has to say as our service is already in progress.
I'm going to ask everyone just to stay in the sanctuary today. Kids involved, because the Spirit of the Lord is here. And I don't want them to miss it. And I'm just going to minister a short thing. How many of you got your communion today? Can we just have you guys maybe just stay up here? You know, you don't have to play the whole time. I'm not going to preach long today. But I just knew that the Lord gave me a word. And I just want to bring it to you. I want us to move forward, and we're going to move right into communion. If you did not receive a communion cup when you walked in, just raise your hand. Our ushers will get it to you. Like I said, I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, though, but when Xavier came forward and things that have been on my heart, we had an incredible time at men's breakfast yesterday. And this is what I want to talk about. How many of you know that receiving the Holy Spirit upon you is not a one-time thing? And so we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, you know, for quite some time. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we need to be refreshed by the Holy Spirit regularly. Yes. Come on, is that right? Yes. I mean, like Xavier said, can you get my fan? Like Xavier said, you know, real life situations, they have a tendency to pull you down into the reality that we need God. Is that right? And so we need a constant refilling of the Holy Spirit, a constant refreshing, if you will. And so the question is, how do we stay refreshed in the things of the Spirit? Because we need this, church. The world needs us overflowing out there. Yes. Yeah? So how do we maintain a refreshing spirit life? How do we go about, you know, receiving a fresh outpouring of the Spirit? Because that's what we need. And for me personally, before I can oftentimes be refilled, before I can be refreshed, I need to first be emptied. I need to be emptied of sin. I need to be emptied of stinking thinking. I need to be emptied of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, offense. Is that right? And so I want to show you something in Acts chapter 1. Everyone say this. Today, we deal with your Jerusalem. That's the title of this short message this morning, Dealing with Your Jerusalem. So in Acts chapter 1, Jesus had already been crucified. He had been buried. On the third day, he rose from the grave. Before he ascended into heaven, he met with his disciples, and he gave them this direction. Beginning in verse 4 of Acts chapter 1, it says, being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. Everyone say Jerusalem. But to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the place where God was going to pour out the blessing of his Holy Spirit for the first time since Jesus resurrected. Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Why Jerusalem? I mean, Jerusalem was the place that rejected Jesus. Right? I've been thinking about this all week. Jerusalem was the place where the people didn't want anything to do with Jesus. Jerusalem. The people in Jerusalem were the ones that were yelling out, crucify him, right? Give us Barabbas, but crucify him. His blood be on our head, right? They didn't want anything to do with Jesus. And Jesus said, that's where I want to pour out my blessing. That's where I want to pour out my blessing. And so for Jesus to pour out his Spirit at Jerusalem not only boggles my mind, but it confronts my flesh. And I'll tell you why. Because when people reject me, when people want to do me harm or do my family harm, When people want me to fail, when people want this ministry to fail, man, the first thing I'm not thinking about is, Lord, bless them. I'm thinking, Lord, pour out your judgment on them, right? Don't pour out your blessing, pour out your wrath. Come on, how many of you can track with me on this? Yeah, but how many know that's not Jesus' way? And so this is what we're dealing with. You know, I'm really thankful, you know, because we are created in the image of God, in his likeness. And when we are coarse with somebody, as Xavier was, and then we go back and apologize, we reestablish our identity as Christians. We get our dominion back. We get our influence back. Amen. And so the Lord wants us to deal with our Jerusalem today. Jesus wanted to pour out his blessing upon those who wanted nothing to do with him. He wanted to pour out his blessing upon those who turned their back on him, who really wanted him dead. That's where he poured out his blessing. Turn to your neighbor and say, deal with your Jerusalem. So listen, I want to tell you that at LWC, we're not playing games, okay? I mean, we're taking our assignment seriously, but we're having a lot of fun doing it. But the reality and the gravity of the things that are happening around us, the challenges of life, these things that come upon us, man, they have a tendency to pull us down. And we can get some things in our heart that don't belong there. So in order for us to be refreshed, in order for us to receive a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we need to be emptied of some things. We need to be emptied of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment. Yeah, so I want to ask you this morning, who is your Jerusalem? Who is your Jerusalem? Who has wronged you? Who has really, really hurt you? Who's your Jerusalem? Who has offended you? I mean, who in your life has really let you down? Who fired you unfairly? Who walked out on you unjustly? Who treated you disrespectfully? Who rejected you cold-heartedly? The Lord says this morning, I want you to deal with your Jerusalem. I want you to deal with your Jerusalem. Well, you say, well, Pastor Beck, how do we do it? Well, you got to do good to those that mistreated you. You got to want blessing on them. You got to love those that hate you and pray for them. And listen, as soon as you begin to take a step in that direction, listen, the Spirit of God will begin to flow through you in a fresh way. Happened with Xavier. As soon as he asked forgiveness for his behavior, listen, he started getting refreshed. And guess what? The Holy Spirit began to move some things for him. Amen? Look at Luke chapter 6, 27. Jesus says this. He says, to you who are willing to listen, he says, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who hurt you. These are the words of Jesus. So when we choose to do good to those who hate us, to bless those who curse us, to pray for those who hurt you, the Holy Spirit will flow through you. But our flesh gets confronted on these things, doesn't it? Our flesh gets confronted. And so whenever you choose to love your Jerusalem, listen, you're going to be refreshed, you're going to be refilled, and you're going to go out in the power of the Spirit in a fresh way. Listen, this is what the Lord wants to deal with today. He wants to deal with offenses. He wants to deal with areas in your heart where people have treated you unfairly. He wants you to deal with these things today because he says, I have a fresh outpouring of my Spirit, but there's some blockages that we need to take care of today. Come on, church. And we all have them. That's why I'm saying we need a fresh outpouring every day, because every day I've got to forgive somebody. Every day I have a Jerusalem. Listen, maybe you're here today and yourself is the biggest Jerusalem you need to deal with because you haven't forgiven yourself. Yeah? The Lord says, no, we're going to deal with the Jerusalem today. I'm going to pour out my Spirit where your Jerusalem is. Luke 6, 32 and 33, Jesus says, if you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to only those who do good to you, why would you get credit for that? Even sinners do that. And then in verse 35, he says this, love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. When your reward from heaven, then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High, for he is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. So listen, when you choose to love the one who hates you, listen, when you choose to forgive the child who rejected you, when you choose to forgive the wife that cheated on you, when you choose to forgive the husband that left you, when you begin to choose to forgive the boss that fired you, when you begin to do these things, you'll be empowered and refreshed with the Spirit of God. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. It all starts in Jerusalem. It all starts in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." Where? Jerusalem first. The Jerusalem is the one closest to you. So Jerusalem, your Jerusalem may be the people right inside the walls of your own home or your own family. The Lord says, we got to deal with your Jerusalem today. Your Jerusalem might be the school you attend, or the neighborhood you live in, or the church you attend. Unity, right? Man, I'm telling you, one thing about LWC, we deal with real issues because we always have to end up united. And I will say this, Xavier, that is my message to the pastors. Isn't it, Pastor Paul, Pastor Jim, Ernie? That is our message. We don't talk about division. We talk about unity. And when division comes, we identify it because we know what unity looks like. And it's about us being real and confessing our weaknesses to one another. Listen, I guarantee you I've hurt people. I don't want to. You know, I don't like get up in the morning and say, man, who can I burn today? You know, but sometimes you might catch me on a bad day. Yeah? And so listen, we have to learn how to deal with our Jerusalem all the time. Listen, the Spirit of God is sweeping over areas right now. And I'm not saying that I am looking for a revival. I think I'm looking for an awakening. You know, and it begins with you. It begins with me. You know, this is all of us together going before the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm going to deal with my Jerusalem today. I'm going to choose to be responsible. And I'm going to identify the ones that I'm angry with. I'm going to identify the ones that have hurt me, that have rejected me. I'm going to deal with the things inside of my heart where there's unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment. Man, I'm going to bring that before you today, Lord, because I want a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. I want to overflow. Listen, you're going to leave here today completely free. Amen. And it's just a choice. Whenever you choose to love your Jerusalem, you'll be filled, refreshed, and empowered. Let me read you one more verse. Jesus says, "Do not judge others and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others or it will come back against you." He says, "Forgive others and you'll be forgiven. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together, to make room for more running over." Does that sound like an overflow? Yes. "And poured into your lap." And listen, a lot of times we'll use that, you know, pressed down, shaken together, running over. We'll use that when we apply like, hey, give your tithe and you'll get, give and you'll get. Listen, do you understand the context of this has to do with forgiving people? I mean, the context of this verse, we use it in those areas, and it's a principle, a biblical principle, but man, we need to apply it how God brought it to us. He's saying, don't judge, don't condemn. Whatever you give is going to be given back to you. He's saying, forgive. Love those who hate you. Forgive those who wrongfully use you. Lord's saying, I want you to deal with your Jerusalem today. I want you to deal with your Jerusalem today. It's time for a fresh outpouring, church. Yes, yes, It's time. It's time to deal with our Jerusalem. Listen, I'm dealing with my Jerusalem. You know, because God revealed this to me. I never looked at Acts chapter 1 that way before. It was always about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and, you know, this is what's going to happen. It was all about that. But man, God began to deal with me. He began to deal with me about things in my own heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive me as I forgive others. Forgive me how? Yeah. The measure that I forgive is the I'm even asking him. Forgive me as I forgive others. Well, I have unforgiveness towards this person. I got bitterness in my heart. Man, they did me wrong. Yeah. And so this stuff wells up inside of you. But we pray, Lord, forgive me as I forgive them. And then the Lord says, but you got some Jerusalem you need to deal with. You got some areas that you're really not sincere about the Spirit of God blessing them and helping them and helping them to move forward. Amen? Amen? And so listen, this is where we're at today. The Lord wants to do something in our hearts today at LWC so that when we walk out of here today, you know, you might have some residue, but you just got to keep on taking your Jerusalem before the Lord so that we can be refreshed. Listen, how many have some Jerusalems you need to deal with? Yeah. So the Lord says, man, it's time for a fresh outpouring. He's saying the measure of forgiveness that you give will determine the measure of forgiveness you receive. Hallelujah. And so are you ready to deal with it? Listen, just grab your communion cup. We're not going to keep you long today. We're going to receive everything that Jesus did for us. How many of you are thankful that Jesus forgave you completely? Come on. You know, I always used to wonder because the Bible says that Jesus or God will remember your sins no more. I said, he's God. He's, you know, he's omniscient. How will he not remember something? You know, it says that he'll cast your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. You know? And you just wonder, God, how could you not remember my sins? And this is what he says, by choice. Love holds no record of wrongs. Amen? Amen. And so listen, today, first off, I want you to receive everything Jesus did for you. If your biggest Jerusalem is you, not unable to forgive yourself, receive everything he did for you today. Amen? I want you to be able to forgive yourself, no matter what it was that you did, no matter how horrible. I'm telling you, it is not beyond God's reach to cleanse you and make you whole. How many want that today? Amen. Amen. So maybe just a little music. I don't know what song you guys want to play. Maybe make room for me. Anybody else having trouble opening up their little package? This has become my new Jerusalem right here. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you sent us your Son, Jesus Christ, to be bruised for us, to take beatings for us. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you that we see today in your word that the very first place that you wanted to pour out the greatest blessing ever was upon the very ones that wanted you dead, that rejected you. Lord, we were once that. But Lord, today we are receiving this bread, we're receiving this cup today in remembrance of everything you've done for us. And we're going to receive this by faith today, knowing that you have completely cleansed us. You have completely forgiven us from everything and anything we ever did, and you're ready to forgive us for every mistake we'll ever make. So we take this bread today, Lord, and we thank you that you were broken for us. You can partake. We thank you, Lord, that you shed your blood for us. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that your blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. It heals us of all our sickness and disease. We thank you, Lord God, that as we partake of this cup today that represents the blood that was spilled for us, that we might have life and life eternal. We thank you, Lord, that even as it goes down our throat today, that, Lord, we would feel a refreshing in our spirit, in our mind. Lord, I thank you that guilt trips be wiped away today. Self-condemnation would be wiped away today. And we thank you for it. You can partake. So listen, this is what I want to do. As the worship team begins to play today, you know, listen, I want you to just take a little bit of time. All right? And if you want to come to the altar or something like that, but I want you to make sure you take the time to deal with your Jerusalem, okay? You know, you don't have to hide the pain. You don't have to hide the hurt. But we want you to deal with your Jerusalem. Just as Christ has forgiven you, just start working on forgiving others. Listen, can I tell you something? A lot of times we don't forgive people because it's the only thing we can control. You understand? You know, sometimes we hold on to the anger and we hold on to the resentment because it's the only thing we can control. And I want to tell you something. When you deal with your Jerusalem and you forgive those who have wronged you, let me tell you who you're setting free. Yourself. Yourself. I was sharing with the men yesterday at the men's breakfast that, you know, you ever see those big bells, you know, in the Catholic Church, and you see those guys swinging on that rope? You ever see that? You got a picture in your mind of that? You know, and they're trying to ring that big old bell, and they're swinging up and down. Listen, what happens when they let go of the rope? I mean, that bell will swing and ring for a little while, right? And then pretty soon, it will stop. And this is what the Lord is telling you today. Let go of your rope. You may walk through things and forgive people that have hurt you and wounded you today. And man, you still might feel it when you leave here today. But the Lord's saying, just don't grab hold of that rope again. And those voices and that anger will begin to quiet down in your mind and in your heart. Amen. So listen, the altar is open. You can make your chair an altar. But listen, I just want you to really be thorough to just bring before the Lord those that have wounded you. And I want you to just get to a place, and you can even go to the Lord and tell him, say, Lord, man, by faith, I'm praying blessing over these people or over this person. But deal with the unforgiveness in my heart. You know, we need to ask God to forgive us for our unforgiveness. Is that right? And sometimes we need to ask God to forgive us for our unforgiveness towards ourselves. And listen, how many of you have been mad at God before? Think he let you down? Yeah. So listen, it's okay. God can take it. You can go before the Lord and say, Lord, I want to ask you to forgive me for my unforgiveness towards you. I feel like you let me down before. You didn't show up when I thought you were going to show up. Listen, don't build a tent there, but take it to him and deal with that Jerusalem. Amen. All right. So I'm not releasing you right now. I just want you to take a little bit of time and reflect. Again, the altar's open if you need it, okay? people coming up here today? You don't have to. You can bring your wife if you'd like. It's up to you. Comfortable? Just talking a little bit about it. This is Eric Teruziak and his wife, Jody. I just wanted to share a little testimony with you, okay? He wants to find a verse first.
Romans 8, verse 26. And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know what's best to ask for, but the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede. You know, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's times to die, there's a time to live, but there's also a time to release. I lost my son 3 years ago to a gunshot. And I carried rage in my heart towards myself. And I couldn't forgive myself. And I still struggle with that. But I know if I allow the Holy Spirit to take charge over what's in me, He will push that out. And He will replace that with a testimony that only comes from the throne room of God. So let God move. Let God be in you. Let the Holy Spirit pray for you, and just let the Holy Spirit be your right hand and submit to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because it's not our will, it is God's will, and it is His testimony. It is for His glory. It is for us to live accordingly to the Word of God. So I'm here to tell you today, release it, because there's nothing impossible for God, and all things will be made new under the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yesterday at the men's breakfast, Eric dealt with his Jerusalem in a real way. A very vulnerable way, in front of all of us 20 men that were there. And listen, I'm just saying that if he can deal with his Jerusalem, we can deal with ours. Amen. Our God is faithful, church. Our God is faithful. And listen, I'm encouraging you today that as you leave here, you know, just keep on dealing with that. We're going to have to deal with our new Jerusalems pop up every day. But if we're going to stay refreshed, we're going to stay open for a fresh outpouring of the Spirit. And I want to encourage us to, you know, just take these things before the Lord. Listen, it doesn't mean that you're in denial. You just say, Lord, this hurt me. This hurt me. And I want to make sure that my heart is pure, that you can flow through it. And we'll just walk that way, okay, church? Can we walk that way together? Listen, I'm telling you, at any given Sunday, we may come here and find that, man, we got to go to two services, because you are loving right. You're loving right. And we're making a difference, because we're dealing with stuff. We're dealing with heart issues, right? We're dealing with heart issues. And we're learning how to be a testimony of the Lord. Amen. A witness for Him. Amen. Amen. So, Father, I want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for these beautiful people. These are your children. They're my friends. They're my brothers and sisters. And Lord, I want to thank you that, Lord, you're working on us. You're working on us. Thank you, Lord, for being patient with us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength to forgive as you have forgiven us. Lord, we thank you that even as we leave here today, Lord, we'll just want to partner with you, and we want to pray a blessing over our Jerusalem. We mean it, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that you would bless all those that hurt me. Bless them. Bless all those that rejected me, all those that have wanted me to fail, that wanted to harm me and my family. Lord, I pray blessing over them with a genuine and sincere heart. I want them to come to know you in a fresh way. And if I see them in the market, I want them to see love in my eyes. And so, Father, we thank you that you're dealing with us in these ways today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Vic Prieto. If you are looking for a home church, we would love to see you here at Living Way. Please visit Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You will find us at 2410 Duneland Beach Drive, Michigan City, Indiana, or view us on the web at myrealchurch.com.